Hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. I'm Day.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
木木、yes. Can I ask you something?
Sure, you always do.、总是有十万个为什么。
When you first came across me,
okay,
did you think I was a serious guy?
Serious guy? You look funny.
What?
You don't look serious.
All right. So, when I first met some of my friends, they assumed I'm a serious guy, who just didn't want to talk to anyone. They just thought I have an isolated personality.
对，觉得呢，对的朋友啊，觉得他是属于那种高冷的性格。Well, I think you are easygoing, actually. So, this is what we were talking about today. 今天我们会聊一聊如何用英文来形容不同性格的人。我们也会把这期节目呢，中间啊提到的这个例句和表达整理到笔记当中。如果大家想要收看这期节目的文字版笔记呢，就欢迎大家在微信搜索关注早安英文的公众号，回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Well, if you ask me to define the word personality, I would say it is the combination of characteristics that makes us who we are.
Yeah, like I feel my personality is sweet, kind, and easygoing. This is just a simple description.
If you say so, wow, you're so humble.
Be humble.
Yeah, but the study of personalities is a very complicated one.I mean, if we just search on Baidu or Google about personality types, we will get a lot of different types.Which is a complicated subject or study.
Yeah, but we can make it that simpler. If we want to describe personalities, we can just use adjective. Like what me and Day said, 就是 like sweet, kind, easygoing, 等等等等。所以我刚刚说就是如果我们要形容一些人的性格呢，可以多用一些 adjective, 就是形容词。
As Mumu just said, she used sweet,easygoing, kind. These are adjectives to describe a loving person.
对，然后呢，除了这个之外呢，还有一些非常positive 的一些 adjective、
yeah.
一些容词，比如说 sympathetic、就是它指的是 is someone who offers a friendly ear to hear other people's problem, 就是善于倾听的，有同情心的。
Jack is a very sympathetic person.
He is.
Yeah, he is. Industrious and ambitious are two adjectives to describe a person who is hardworking and is a person who has a lot of dreams to accomplish.
对，接下来呢，刚刚对讲的这两个词就是 industrious, 表示勤奋的。第二个呢是 ambitious, 表示有野心的，都是比较 positive 的词。
You need to be industrious and ambitious to achieve to be famous.
就是如果你想出名的话呢，你就必须要勤奋，而且呢还要有野心。 Okay, the next one, sociable and extroverted or outgoing is someone who enjoys mixing with people, 就是那种善于社交的人。我刚刚提到了三个词，第一个是 sociable, 就是善于好交际的。第二个呢是 extroverted, 就是外向的。第三个形容词就是 outgoing, 表示友好的。
So, in every English word, we have an opposite. The opposite of extroverted is introverted.
Introverted 就是内向的。Let me make a sentence.
Sure.
Jason is introverted, but he really aspires to be extroverted.
Exactly. Introverted here means someone who is quiet and shy, the opposite of extroverted.
对对，就比如说这个人呢，他很内向，但是他想要变得外向一些。
Most of what we shared are positive adjectives, but let us share some negative ones. But do take care while using these because some people might get offended if you use to describe them.
对，刚刚我们都是说的比较积极的，比较好的一些形容人性格的一些词。现在呢，我们要分享一下不是特别好的personalities, 比如说 impulsive, 就是 when someone who acts before thinking carefully is an impulsive person.
Yeah.
就是冲动型的人。
I can、
like、
be,、
me.
Yeah, I can be a bit impulsive when I'm stressed.
Me too.
Yeah.
就刚刚对说，就有压力的时候呢，很焦躁的时候就会非常的冲动。
Aggressive or violent is someone who uses physical or verbal threats towards other people.
对，刚刚Day又讲了两个比较消极的性格，就是 aggressive, 表示好斗的。第二个呢是 violent, 表示暴力的。那么这样的人呢，特别喜欢用武力和语言来威胁别人。比如说 I'm afraid that some action movies tend to make people more violent and aggressive. 就我特别担心啊，就有一些电影就是里面的暴力动作太多了，那就会让人变得更加的暴力和好斗了。
Being bad-tempered can be used as a synonym for aggressive, but bad-tempered is a softer version of aggressive.
对，就是比 aggressive 好斗要弱一点的，也是性不是特别好的一个形容人性格的，就是 bad-tempered, 表示脾气不好的。那么相反的话，好脾气就是 good-tempered.
Yeah. And for the most negative one of them all, boring.
You think it's the most negative one?
I think
of them all.
Yeah, I think boring needs no explanation. When you're not interesting, people just describe you as boring, and I find that really stupid. Let's say if you have a friend and then you don't get to know them really well, then you just say he's boring or she's boring. Then I really find that stupid.
在所有的这些形容词、形容人性格的词当中呢，戴最不喜欢的一个就是 boring，形容一个人太无聊了，没意思。So,On the opposite word, which is interesting, but sometimes interesting can be sarcastic.
Yeah, sometimes interesting can be sarcastic. So,
or funny.
Yeah.
Can be the positive way to describe some person.
Yeah, exactly. But when we're talking about personalities, when we want to describe someone's personalities, do make sure that you don't offend this person. Just be honest with them and tell them how you think their personality is. Just don't make fun of it.
对，我们的鸡汤大师 Day 呢又告诉我们，就是说大家在用这些词的时候一定要注意，一定要注意不要用，就是 don't use too many negative words to describe others.
Exactly.
要尽量少用这样一些消极的词来说对方。 Okay, so much for today's podcast. Maybe you can tell us what kind of person you are.
Yeah, write in the comments below in English. What personality do you fit in? What kind of personality are you?
你是什么性格的人呢？欢迎大家给我们留言。我是木木，
我是 Day，
我们下期见了，
拜。